We're not looking at that, so we don't have this map.
Thank you, sir.
Should we stay around, Mr. President?
I thought that you would like to know our background. This is strictly the background. What I've been doing the last few hours in connection with the incident that you reported yesterday in the Gulf of Tonkin. I believe it would be helpful to you, and certainly to your editors and your headline writers and the country, if you had full information on all the knowledge that we have, the president has, and how we have dealt with it. Yesterday morning, while I was reviewing a report from the State Department and the Intelligence Department and the Defense Department and other cabinet officer reports which flowed to me each day, I had a call from Secretary McNamara shortly after 9 o'clock saying that they had a flash that, of the incident that was later described to you as a fragmentary report, and that he wanted to alert me to that, and he would keep me informed as to any further reports. That was roughly 9 o'clock at night out there. To any of you old sailors, this will be example. Those of you who have not been on the high seas and had to depend solely on radar in the middle of a big ocean in a dark night, you may be able to proceed with more certainty because of lack of knowledge sometimes is helpful in situations like this. As the Defense Department stated, the reports were fragmentary. They described the fact that they were out in routine patrol 42 miles from land, and that they unidentified vessels approached them, and they gave them a warning, and they did not heed the warning, and they continued to close upon them, and they then properly, in accordance with the instructions that had been given to them, opened fire, and the unidentified vessels disappeared. Throughout that night, which was the day here yesterday, we maintained both sea and air search, patrol, words, observation, and the commander-in-chief of the Pacific Fleet, think back and ask for daylight reconnaissance and search and observation, which has been fully reported to us this morning and has been carefully evaluated by the Joint Chiefs and by the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. They brought these reports and evaluations in to me about 11 o'clock. The last 2 hours we have discussed them. Undersecretary of Defense, Mr. Vance, and Secretary of Defense, Mr. McNamara, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Secretary Rusk, Mr. Ball, Mr. Thompson.
Mr. Thompson?
Mr. Thompson. Mr. Carter, the CIA, Mr. McNaughton. Mr. Reedy and myself, just about me. And Secretary McNamara will give you a more detailed and technical statement very shortly. But I thought that I should inform you of when I got the information. What information I got, which namely that they were being approached by an unidentified vessel, and they were being warned, and they were being they were carrying out their orders to take action in a situation of this kind. We have a right to the high seas, preserve that right, maintain that right. And we acted accordingly. Then, following their disappearance, we took extreme precaution both by air and by sea to determine if there were any other hostile or unknown or unidentified vessels in the area. And none have been discovered. We will continue to maintain our patrol in the international waters of the Gulf of Tonkin. And our United States Air Forces and our sea forces have been instructed and directed and will remain prepared to respond to any attack. So what it adds up to is, very briefly, this. Our ships are in the nighttime. We're told by their radar that they were being approached. We don't want to get destroyed or something. So our commanding officers of those vessels said, stop looking listening by firing over them. The radar showed them continuing to move in, so they promptly responded in accordance with their proper action under those circumstances. The several PT boats, several vessels, whatever they were, disappeared. We pursued them through our night last night, their day there yesterday, the area. The only proper way to describe it is that we have a report from SYNCPAC that they disappeared. His report is from the Commander Chief of the Fleet and the Commanders of the Destroyers. And we continue to maintain our patrol.
Do we have any reason to believe, Mr. President, the boats have sunk?
We describe it as disappeared.
Mr. President, are the instructions to them the same as were issued in the previous incident those still held?
What about our vessel, Mr. President? What kind of ships were those of ours that were approached as you destroyers?
I guess that's all right, yes, to say destroyers.
Were they
destroyers?
Same?
We have other forces in the area. I don't want the enemy to feel that we have any particular. I don't want to get too specific on just the number and what we have, but our destroyers were approached by unidentified vessels.
Were they the Bullock and the...
I would think I want to be frank with you. I have adequate knowledge on the subject. I think it would be a little better, though, if you took the detailed announcement that will be on the wires from the Pentagon as soon as Mr. McNamara returns there. I don't want you to have to learn my actions. From the colonel in the Defense Department when you're stationed here to cover me.
Yes.
On the other hand, I don't want to be describing the detailed military operations and the descriptions of the boats and the age of the commanding officers and things of that kind, although I'm prepared to do so. The answer is, what destroyers, and I don't want to get into any more detail about that.
When you say we gave warning, that was we fired in the air at first before we pursued them.
Well, we fired, yes.
Mr. President, was there any firing from the other vessels at all?
I'm not in a position to confirm that there was. I think that you should take up the incident with the people who have at their fingertips the description of the incident for your information. I would find my presidential background to this. Unidentified vessels approached us. We warned them. We responded. They disappeared.
Mr. President, do you and your administration consider this a third attack? And I gather from what you said for background again that you don't consider it a third deliberate attack. We haven't decided yet whether or not it is.
Well, I think it is. I will repeat just what I said to you. That my destroyers were informed by their radar of the approach of unidentified vessels. They warned those vessels. They responded. The vessels disappeared.
President, for the record, is there any reaction that you would give us of your own to this incident? Please take it to me.
No, I think that this matter is best handled by not to exercise judgments until you have information. That's what we've done. To try to maintain our equilibrium and our knowledge of what is happening and to respond immediately to any attack. Not to